I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. New rules are in effect today on who does and who does not get paid for working overtime. They're the first rule changes to the Fair Labor Standards Act in more than 50 years. But no one can agree on exactly what the change will mean. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, who is affected by the new rules?
That is an excellent question, Alex, and one we frankly can't really answer very easily. What the new rules do say is that anyone earning less than $23,660 a year will definitely get overtime pay for working more than 40 hours a week. That's if you earn less than that amount. The Labor Department says that means 1.3 million more workers will get OT. The new rules also say white-collar workers earning $100,000 a year or more cannot get overtime. But I spoke with Kathy Ruckelshaus at the National Employment Law Project, and she says the biggest problem here is that these rules provide a lot of discretion for employers.
So employers are now permitted to designate fairly low-income workers as supervisors or team leaders and then not pay them overtime and require them to work overtime. So that's why we have all of these wildly varying numbers floating out there, because frankly nobody really knows how many workers are going to be impacted.
And again, the key figure here is that if you make $23,660 a year or more, you could potentially be designated as a manager or other position not eligible for overtime pay.
So what are some jobs that might no longer be eligible for overtime?
Well, you're talking about, for example, pharmacists, journalists, management consultants, dental hygienists, chefs. The list goes on. But Ruckelshaus also mentioned that her organization believes fast food managers and retail managers and even preschool and nursery teachers could also find themselves without overtime pay. But again, no one will really know for sure until companies start changing their employee classifications.
Tess, doesn't part of the impetus for this change come from lawsuits from workers who said that they weren't getting the overtime pay that was due them? And what are these new rules going to do to these lawsuits?
Probably they're not going to do anything. In fact, critics are saying that because of these new regulations, that they're so subject to interpretation by different employers, there's no way this issue is going to stay out of the courts. They'll be looking to judges and juries to figure out exactly what the phrases in the new rules mean and who they're going to apply to. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at the latest self-help guide to the office, at least if you're working in France.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. And Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.